Light, let light echo in the chamber of your heart. Light is the essence of your life and your path and your ascension. Apply thyself to the study of light. Light is the intelligence of the I Am, whose geometry, by the power of the Holy Spirit, is manifest as the cross of Alpha and Omega, the spirit-matter spheres. I said light, L-I-G. H-T. We seal in the heart of the word the nucleus of its energy and intent. The study of the word is the study of the science of creation. I am Surya. I am the light of Sirius. I am the sun behind the God star. I am the sun of light. I emit light. You also may emit light if you choose. But the fusion of the heart and the echo of the light within the heart is the science that you must learn. If you are not a suitable instrument, the light will not pass through. If the light does not pass through you, then you will not be nourished of the light. If you are not nourished of the light, then you cannot be of the light, for the light transforms, creates, recreates the soul. In order to sustain light, you must be an instrument of light. As water passing through a pipe, so light passing through a vessel. Light passing through the vessel keeps the vessel clean and in tune with its origin. Light, then, is the intelligence of God. The intelligence of God that moves in the cloven tongues of the Holy Ghost and precipitates in the cross of matter. All of creation is light. How is it that we say that some are not of the light? Some are not of the light because the light that is in them is darkness. From whence did the darkness come? It has come as a misstatement of light, as a misqualification of light, as the mystification of the science of light. We then stand at the fulcrum of life to deliver pure light, that the pure light which we give may flush out impure light. Light made impure by an ungodly matrix. In actuality, life and its science is simple. And all of the science of life may be learned by you through meditation upon the great God Self. But other men and women who have become the immortals have meditated upon that self before you, and written books, and set forth their instruction. Therefore, to take their word is to take their compressed energy of light, a coiled spring. Sometimes the gift of a single book is the gift of an entire lifetime or 10 lifetimes, and the distillation of the individual's meditation upon God. Those who boast and say, "We need not the ascended masters, we need not teachers, we will go to God because we are God," are the very ones who rebelled against the word incarnate. They have gone forth in the land with their complex philosophies of undoing the path of light. Those who renounce the Great White Brotherhood while calling themselves God are fraudulent in all points of the law, for this is the undoing of the blessed tie that binds the soul to light. There is a light that you are not capable of assimilating. It is the light of far-off worlds and cosmic beings. Therefore, that light is stepped down to other ascended beings and angels. And through your mighty I Am presence, the light of the white fire sun that you also are not able to assimilate is stepped down through the blessed sun, the mediator, and then pass through your chakras, again step down for the assimilation of physical matter and physical cells. Thus you see, hierarchy as a principle is inherent in the transfer of light. The fastest way to the great central sun is to take step by step the messages of the angels and those nearest you in the ladder of life. Understand light and its meaning and its purpose, and take the proffered cup of crystal light. The ascended master's teachings are charged with light, and the miracle we bring for those who seek a sign before they will believe in heaven and the one sent from heaven is the miracle of the soul converted to light and the path of light. This is the miracle we bring. This is the purpose of our coming, for the gift of miracles indeed belongs to the messenger, but only one we will allow for the proof of heaven here and now, the miracle of souls converted to light. Where can you go across the face of the earth and find so many ardent chelas? Have they themselves pulled themselves up by their own bootstraps or by their intellectual awareness of the teaching? I tell you, they are filled with light by the miracle itself, the miracle of conversion, the literal turning around of the soul, and the polarization of the soul to its mighty God self. And when that soul has been turned to God, if that soul is a living soul of light whose origin is in the seed of Christ, none can undo that soul. But those who come into the flame for self-gain, who are the seed of the wicked one, though they be converted for a season, They are not converted by the Holy Ghost, but their conversion is by their own seeking of the light that they have not earned. Therefore, they tarry for a while and linger for a while and soon discover they are not comfortable among dedicated hearts, constant hearts, serving hearts. And they find that neither the messenger nor the ascended masters will give to them light or its glory without honest participation in the disciplines and the initiations of the path. Thus, those who are converted because they began in light and will finish in light, they stay with the light, not by might or by power or by self-will, but by the magnet of the Holy Ghost and the miracle gift of light itself, which we transfer in our dictations and our lectures. This light is an arrow that knows its mark in the very heart of the light bearer. And do you know that this dispensation of the ascended masters is ordained for key individuals upon earth whose names are written, whose souls are numbered, and who are known by every angel? And those who are called, those who have elected to be of the light, are already sealed in that light and but require the physical contact and the physical transfer of the word and the light for the realignment of forces and the realignment of a selfhood that has become a part of misqualified light and therefore knows not the way to go. Light and its appearance in the earth has a geometry and a certainty. And the science is so beautiful to contemplate that those chelas who serve on the fifth ray of science with Hilarion meditate upon the science of light and on the flame in the heart of light. And they easily enter into exalted states, samadhi and beyond, by the very contemplation of the spirit matter science of God. Light in its appearance in each of the seven rays is a vastness all of itself. Learn of the light of the will of God, and learn of the power locked in the diamond. Learn the secrets of the violet flame, and follow the flame back to the light, and learn what is the real source of transmutation. Follow wisdom's ray back to the sun, and you will contemplate the unique meditation of Alpha and Omega upon the light that manifests as the mind of God, that turns and in turning gives birth to cosmos. I am light. I wield light. Do you think that perhaps the ascended masters are not able to deliver the light to save the earth or a single soul? It is not a question of ability or capability. It is a question of the law of light. And the curve of light in space. And the line of light in time. It is a question of the law. We transfer light we implement all the light that is allowed by the law of each individual life stream connected with the life wave of a planetary home. That law includes the law of karma, of the soul, of its blueprint, of its divine plan. And we release each day the maximum light for each individual in the life wave of Earth. And the total of that light is the increment of each given day. And by law, it may increase only if the individual, in the application of the law of selfhood, expands selfhood by the law of light, and therefore increases his capacity for light. Each individual is a capacitor of light. Each individual has the capacity to multiply light when the individual is in contact with the flame in the heart, and when the spheres of the chakras are free for the expansion of light. Why do we come and speak on subjects of self-discipline, morals, ethics, love, the path, decrees? All of this is our way of teaching you the law of light so that you may arrive at the point of self-discipline whereby you discover the inner key to increase light within your temple. This discovery must be made by each individual. We have given all that we can give up to this moment of the dispensation of the two witnesses. And all that we have given contains keys. And beyond the words are cadences and even formulas. And if you knew the formulas of the words, you could go to the word behind the words and the numbers behind the words and discover right there in the printed books, keys to light beyond your imagination. Why, beloved ones, sometimes it is though the ascended masters were hiding the thimble and making it so obvious as to almost be a source of amusement that people walk by day after day and read the words and hear the dictations, and somehow not yet do they cross the barrier where all of the wisdom for the mastery of the seven rays is contained. Take the volumes of pearls of wisdom. They seem simple, obvious. Each pearl is a masterpiece of a mathematical formula for the release of light. When you drink the cup of that pearl as your communion before you depart your body temple in sleep, your soul takes with you the inner formula, though the outer mind may not have penetrated, and you follow that wavelength back to that master. And by you increase in your God consciousness that awareness that grows and grows and grows like the unfolding of a thousand-petaled rose. And then you see the dawning light and its inner key comes to the consciousness. And often when it comes in a pre-assimilated form, so that it comes as awareness to do, to be, as awareness I am. The light is. It is no longer a mental process. Light is, and Isis is unveiled as the mother flame. And the mother flame is seen to be the way home. Eternal life, ascension's flame, its mighty sword. Your joy in singing and in giving dynamic decrees and in reading and listening to the teachings is the joy of the soul's assimilation, veil upon veil, of filigree patterns of mathematical matrices. Sometimes you meet a friend who has been away from the teachings for several years. You notice something a little bit different, a different vibration. The difference is that the friend has missed several years of daily and weekly transfers of light to increase the God consciousness. Those who leave the light and then desire to return are like those who are crossing a cosmos and step off a meteor, a spaceship, or a shooting star. It is difficult to catch up, as those who go on have crossed vast reaches of space. Space is the habitation of the Holy Spirit. Space is a coordinate of time, and time and space are the distillers of light into your consciousness. Cycles consisting of the measurements of time and space transcend time and space and become increments of infinity. Do you know when you cross the line from time and space to infinity? It is a matter of consciousness. Mortals live in time and space. Sons and daughters of God live in cycles. And the adepts live in infinity while moving in and among both. When the adepts put on the full garment of the ascension flame, there is scarcely a ripple of consciousness. For them, the ascension is but a modicum of light from the former state. For they have so expanded light, even in this octave, that the transition becomes minute. And then again, by other standards, it is indeed cosmic. I am Surya. I converse with you while I implant electrodes of light in the earth. It is good to be with you, to be together again in these moments, for we have shared other moments. I am grateful to seal this retreat on the ascension as a sphere of light. You have become one and classmates. From this moment, you will be a bursting sun and each one a ray of light, precipitating light in a unique vibration with your personal stamp of love and truth. Therefore, rainbow-colored hues and manifold flowers of light will grace the earth where you pass and walk. Take care, then, that you guard the light and garner the light. Take care that no man take thy crown. Let this energy remain sealed within you. Do not remove your vibration from this moment of harmony. Will you not make an experiment, consciously and determined, to note well the guarding of harmony, that no one, no thing, no circumstance can cause you to alter the moment of your vibration with me. Beloved ones, it is possible. The great teaching that Saint Germain gave to Godfrey was the fixing of the attention upon the I Am Presence. Sometimes you are so unaware and so undisciplined that you lose harmony without even realizing that you have lost it by engaging in unnecessary human conversation about subjects so far removed from light, by being disturbed about world conditions or a remark that someone makes. Fatigue levels may increase your absence of self-discipline. Many of you have great light and have manifested great light in other lifetimes and even planetary bodies. And I perceive that you have gotten yourselves into a rut of the non-measurement of light and harmony. Light and harmony. Light and harmony. Harmony, the sealing of light. Light emanation, the harmony of the seven rays. Beloved ones, I would give you a key to immediate acceleration in self-mastery. Learn to recognize the levels of your individual vibration. Summon will and determination to guard the flame and the harmony of light and to sustain a certain level of being. Hold fast what thou hast received is the command of the Maha Chohan, the keeper of the flame. If you would only hold what you have received and not allow it to pass through a sieve, consciousness, you would see how much more quickly you would fulfill your divine plan. After all, if you are going to ascend in this life, and there is certainly a very good possibility that a number of you will, would it not be enjoyable to attain to that ascended master level and then have a quarter of a century or a half a century to live your life in a state of self-mastery where you could go forth into the multitudes and be such an example of the law as Jesus and Gautama were, that people would begin to believe the law by your living proof of it? Would you not desire to bring comfort to life and the healing of the nations? Not for pride, but for the inner joy of seeing people fulfill their life in God. All this is possible to you if you will learn the law of light and light emanation and begin to notice the disparaging force fields that attempt to take over your harmony. Yes, you have heard any number of dictations on this subject and read and studied. How about beginning to take seriously this message of harmony in the feelings and the law of light? Why not accept that in the twinkling of an eye you can be free? Why hear the word and say, it doesn't apply to me? Or, it does apply to me, and then forget it on the morrow. It is a question of human habit patterns, human thinking, human feeling, and somehow coming to the point of God consciousness in our presence, then leaving and going back down to certain levels by sheer habit and for no other reason. Not because you particularly enjoy those levels, but you have not retrained your life stream. I impress upon you now the ascended master consciousness of dignity, self-worth, and discipline. God mastery is sheer joy. To be able to do what you do and do it well is worth the effort. There is nothing like self-mastery to build self-confidence, confidence in your soul's oneness with your higher self, confidence that wherever you go, the higher self is and will bestow through you light and love and all that is necessary to balance your karma. Life need not be a struggle. You need not be fretful or worrisome. I am saying that by the law of light, here and now, you can make a decision to take dominion of your life as you have never made it before. I say you can make that decision because I am here. I am Surya, and the full God consciousness of the God star surrounds you and bathes you in the self-awareness of your higher self and the vast reaches of your life in God, which you have lived long before you became entangled with this planetary sphere. You may not be desirous of contemplating million years or more of existence, but ask yourself this: was there ever a time when God was not? Was there ever a time when you were not? Do you have a beginning and an ending? Or do you have infinity? A portion of yourself has never left the golden age or the octaves of light. Do you not long for that portion of yourself and to be reconnected and reinvested with the fullness of it? Do you really feel complete in your outer mind? Often your memory fails you. Often you feel you would like to extend your mental faculties, for you grapple with subject matter and cannot understand it. And your physical body will not do what you tell it to do. And your feelings have not the capacity to enjoy the vast music of a universe. Do you not long for wholeness enough to be diligent in a few things and to take the keys we give you and liberate an entire life wave? Of all of the avatars you have heard of, have you not noticed that it has only taken one to convert millions? Such is the magnitude of your star, your I Am Presence, your causal body, and the God that you now know only in increments. God is revealed in nature. God is revealed in the ascended hosts. But the God that you know is limited by your capacity to know. Is it not so? Would you not increase the capacity? You can. You may. You are able. God has ordained it. There will come a moment, and the moment can be the now, when the meshing with the mind that I am will be your springboard to eternity. Sons and daughters of God, I challenge you to this path of the ascension. I am Surya. I am one in the God flame that you are, that I am. I seal you in your fiery destiny. I seal you in your divine plan. And I greet you, soul of light, whom I know, whom I am, whom I will be.